The Chazara of Hilchas Lulav. So, Kachnam Yamrishim Be'etz Hoder, Kapitz Tamarim, Hanu Be'etz Ovitz, Avi Nachal. So the first shayla is, does it have to be Kapitz Tamarim or not? Does it have to, be a tree which the Bepoel gives out fruit? That tree is a tshuva, and he's more nature to say that you don't have to have that. It gives out fruit. It has to be a min which gives out fruit, then that's the type of thing you need. But now that the pile has to give out fruit, and if this thing normally does, even now it doesn't, then it's going to be okay. So one big shayla is in the Poskim, which is, could be an Hilchos Lulav, I say, probably the most important, of the most important halachas, because most of the things we see in the Pesulim are very few things in Amish, b'di'evah is going to be possible, like that you're going to get, especially the prices you're paying. The main shiloh, which could be maybe, is the shiloh of the canary. Rav Moshe was very stark that a canary lulav is not a lulav. It's better to use a lemon than to use a canary. And he holds as pasul, bracha latala, lefnei iver, if you sell it, then those who trick the gedolim are not peseder, and it's definitely no good. Now we mentioned that the Yorkers Rabbeinu, Tavshin Lama Av, said it's okay. Tavshin Mem was a little masupik. The Chayat Shaz, Rav Moshe was in Tavshin Lama Ches, in between. Your Moshe Chuvis, he got a little more silver. Rishon Zalman first said it was okay, that he held that it's not enough of a difference. Some is storming down that Rishon Zalman said, like, Bala Daitai to Moshe, and don't be Samech on me, and that's what some is storming down. Because there's a good idea to get, not from the canary, we mentioned some of the Siman, the canary has much more leaves, a weaker Sedra, and it's good idea to stay away from it. There's also happened a Gea Kovish. Let's see more kavish than by Estrig. But the Shaz, what about kavish by Abraminim? Where's Nafkamin? Nafkamin, a lot of times people put stuff in water to keep it green. You want to keep it green. A kavish, you keep something for 24 hours, it gets a din of kavish. So I'm going to give away this kavish by Lul of other minim. So the some safer in your day, some pay out, says that if it's there 24 hours, it's going to be possible. Therefore, Shabbos sent it to be very careful. Shouldn't be 24 hours, but it's Sifas. Kavish is puzzle.
Even if it's only the bottom,
so you have to know whether you're just missing that. Like, kids, we have to discuss more. Although, the Pesach Shuva Pei Zayin Yates, those of you who learn Basel Chalot, and Sim Pei Zayin says, Oy Shemanu, that there's a din kavish by Dalaminim, it's only a din by Esrig. Esrig is a din Pri. So, in the din Pri, we can say that if it's kavish, it's Shtana, or whatever it is. Mashenkein, when you're dealing with Pesach Shuva. The Mishnah says, not Beluvan, that's the Rabbi, because Yaakov also Tafrish Dai Sikotin says, Dafka, Hadis HaRava is going to be kosher, and it's only Din Dafka by Esrig, not by other things. Now, in terms of the Shir Lulav, so the Shir Lulav is supposed to be Dal and Tafrish Nun, we're supposed to be Dal and Tvachim, G'day, and it should go out of the, it should be a Tefach above the other Mina. And we say Dal Tvachim, so Lechachila we're machmer. For the biggest share, we're going to be Tez Zayin Goydlim, Chenayin Lechachila, that we're going to go to the biggest share. Yesh Mishram is going to be Yudad Goydlim, and Lechachila we're machmer for the biggest share. How big is that? It's Berech 39 centimeters. That's going to be the share of the Chazanesh. Now, it's very important. The share is from the bottom until the end of the Shedra. It's not the Olam. It goes till the end of the Shedra. When was that going to mean? Tomorrow, 9:30. I'll show you. But it goes until the end of the Shedra. You don't count the Olam on the top. Another very important halacha of this is probably one of the most important halachas in the lulav is that the lulav has to be a tefach above the dasim and the rovis. The dasim and rovis are 5 tefachim. The lulav has to be 6 tefachim. It has to be a tefach above it.
The shedra
of the lulav. The shedra of the lulav has to be a tefach above it, and has to be a tefach above it, therefore that's something a person has to be conscientious of, because a lot of times it's not exactly like that. That's probably of the biggest mechshayim when it comes to Hilchos Lulav, if that nekuda.
That's a psul in the
shir. Lav dafkas a psul. It doesn't say 100% why it's a psul, not a psul, but that's what it's supposed to be. Now, in terms of what's considered a muradik lulav. Muradik lulav is that, number one, it should be green, it should be nice, green, and healthy. It should be straight, it shouldn't be bent. It should be closed on the top. It should be that the leaves are attached and they're not and having nami prudus. And that's the basic tanaim for modedik lulav. So first of all, the Mechaber brings down is that you have a lulav which is nifridu and nifritsu, that's going to be possible. What is considered nifritsu? If it's facing down, the leaves. They're just like going like that. So that's unhealthy. That's going to be possible. If it's it is a mitzvah in a mufka that lulav doesn't have any prudus to gamri. There's a mitzvah in a mufka that should be, there are no prudus that goes up separate, goes up together. What does that mean? The Taz says, it doesn't mean that mamash has to be like that. The Taz says just means that if it goes up and then faces all the way down, so it's not totally possible because it's not facing totally down, the zigzag up, the zigzag down, that's the mitzvah in a mufka. Mashenkein, my morchai, and others, the pasuk pshat is that the mitzvah in a mufka is that it should be totally attached together. Not attached, like sitting together, shouldn't be spread legamri, and that's going to be a mitzvah min hamufka. The place can bring down that if we shake it, it'll come together, it's okay, or if we put it on the side, it'll come together, it's okay. It's only if it's mamish starting to go like that, that's where it's going to be a issue. If the shedder breaks off, so I'm sure it brings down a whole discussion among Navam and others, but basically comes out that if it's nishra mamish is puzzle, I'm thinking if it's not in Nishabur Mamish, it's just like somewhat off, then you can just like tie it together, and then it can be okay. Well, anyone brings out a Psilah Chadhutza. We should have Machum Shan was Chadhutza. Someone Chadhutza is that there's all the Olam on one side, that the Mishabur brings down, it's going to be a puzzle of 7 days. There's another Shita Chadhutza is that there's only one Olam on each side. There's another Shita is that it's not double leafed. Ma'aseh Mechar brings on all of them and says that they're going to be possible. Now, Udbi Chadhutza, the shayla sometimes you have on the length or the width, doesn't go all the way up, what's going to be the halacha? Bismarck Rav Yashiv says Rav Yashiv held that doesn't go all the way up, that's going to be Siddur Chadhutza, because that chilek doesn't have a hutza to it, and therefore Rav Yashiv held that's going to be a problem. Even in the Bismarck Rav Yashiv, they said Dafka is mamish a lot. It has to be very nikkur. The psasus of chadutza is it's a bamom. So it has to be mamish a lot. And if it's not a lot, then it's not going to be a pasulus. And it's only very nikkur. The ma'aser roiv ruvi the place where not chushes this at all. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it has to be roiv covered. So if it's roiv covered, then it's okay. And that's gemara roiv ruvi the place where that the not chushes for this issue. And it's not going to be a problem. Gemara is stuff in Nechalek Tumas, what's going to be the halacha. So in the Mechaber's world, the only time it's Nechalek Tumas is possible is Roy Valen and Roy Kalavala. So Svarim have a very simple life. This has to be Roy of the island are split and Roy down. Always Olsha and Nechalek Tumas doesn't even start. Gemara brings down Yeshim Fashim, the Nechalek El Elyon, and so Yisrael Shidra. The Gemara says that the middle one is open. Ad Has Shidra, going to Shit Shranshi, Ad Has Shidra. That's going to Nechalek Tumas is possible, Achin Oigen. The Iker Minog is Nechaka, only time it's Pasol. Because after you realize the Lulav Kamat, very hard to get a Pasol Lulav. Very rarely. The real Pasol Lulav, that's Mamish, according to Alashita, that's going to be Pasol. It's only time it's in Nechaka Tumas, the Ramah says, Ada Shidur is going to be Pasol. Mishpur does mention a Goin, which says a Rav is Kukulai. That the Mishra mentions that the Goyin holds the Rav is Kukulai, and therefore if it's Rav already, you can't go ahead and make a bracha. Chaznish says that the Goyin didn't really mean it, he's just going in that Shita. Chaznish Kufmeyagasav Kanal. He says that the Goyin is Mechriya, that Olam Soy Rav is an apostle. He's saying, if you're Machmachil, Nechlik in the middle one, so even Rav you have to be Chayshish. But Vadim Machmach Chak, or the Yavid, Avadim Nechlik Aruba, he wants to be able to go ahead and make a bracha. The Marfer Azais, Vachin Eigen. It should be that nothing doesn't split at all. The Iker din is Ada Shidra. They're going to Nachal Rav. Mitzvah and Mavchur shouldn't be at all because there are some which are Machmer. So in that Mitzvah and Mavchur, the Shita is a Taz, is Dafik if it's a Tafak. If it's not a Tafak, then it's not going to be a problem. And that's what Mishnah Berurah goes with. The Bekri Yaakov, on the other hand, goes that, like the Ran and the other Rishonim, that's the Mashu. The Pshat is that the Shedra gets a din of the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah has a din of the chaitim, and therefore even a mashu is going to be possible. I go on the ikar din, like the Mishnah says, it's still a tafach. A mashu, the whole issue is that it's soifuli sodek, it's going to get bigger. The reason why he's going to go all the way, Taz says only if it's a tafach. Adam says me. Therefore, the big korchos can go ahead and glue it together. So a lot of the places from Shemazam and Fish is to go ahead and glue it together. Because the whole problem is to open up. Here it's not going to open up. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. He said it's very not poshut because the mice glue is not a modern day invention. Something you always had anything into it. The more I've wondered, it's going to be the pshat is that it's bad some apostle. Something's bad some apostle. You can't go ahead and glue it together. But Akavam, there are a lot of places which will make to glue together, but the mice is not so poshut. We're talking about when it's open and somewhat. That's what we're talking about. The mice, when you're getting a chinuch set, they don't care if it's open at all. Why? Because the kredin is a Torah roi of his kasha. So then the mamish not, let's see that. The mamish not, move over.
Is it here?
Yeah, storm there. Yeah, okay. You know, that's a mile of mashu. But the mice on the chinuch sets, the bechal and abim, mach was such a thing. You can sing, like, Roy Sheet is all that's okay. And it's not going to be a problem. What's the problem? The what? You get the Bikur Yaakov, you get the Bikur Yaakov, the mile of Bikur Yaakov, so, according to some Sheetas, so. Now, if you have two tiyumasim and if they're nechakla, how do you look at it? Meshuvah Shekot and Tezvav says, the Shidda has two olin and they're two tiyumasim, nechah achas mehem is pasul. One of them is split, it's going to be pasul. The Chazon Ish is chilek, he says, just like by nechdam, Meshuvah isn't mako by nechdam, he wants to say, within by nechak tiyumas, he wants to say that maybe it's going to be okay. But according to Das Meshuvah is that if you have two of them and one of them is split, baita, as we roiv, kol, then it's going to be possible. Now, many times it's together. It's not bechefza together. It's together because you have the brown stuff keeping it together. The shayla is how do you down that? So the Maamar Mordechai says, "Minastam, you do not have to choishes that it'll split, and therefore calls man that it's together. It's okay. Maybe I'll take it off and it's going to split. Minastam, you don't have to choishes for it." The Kaf HaChaim says is more noite to say that shayla is that this is a chilek of the lulav now. The lulav is not split. Split is when it's split. This is not split. This is a chilek of lulav, and therefore it's not an issue, and therefore it's going to be okay. Kiyadua, the briskerov is machmer, and the briskerov is machmer to take it off. If you want to be mahalak, like the briskerov, which is neither, it's not the classical mahalak. When you're mahalak, the briskerov, number one is you have to ask the morgue before you do it, because he can sell it to many fine Jews, and they'd be very happy to take it, and therefore you have no right to do it. You have no right to do it. And definitely, if you buy from one of those mechirot, you know, where they give the clothes, they just give you any of them. They're not being machmer on this. That they don't give the stuff in between, and because the minig of most people are to be machmer. Now there is a mile of it's totally together to take it off, like because the minig ramah is that when nanuim is you have to shake it. When you shake it, it has to be that the leaves move back and forth. If it's totally like that, it's not going to move back and forth, and therefore the issue to do that. Now, minigeya, the goyimim, the shittas of goyimim is if you have two tiyumasim, the halacha is they have to split and they're not together, then it's a problem, which through Shaim say come out and become most a little more apostle. The goyimim is not brought down in the classical. Not brought down in the classical place. Come over here. Rosh Brewer maybe is digging like that. He says, yeah, if Kol Shalav Shnei Olin, the brother Shem Tiyumis, Nechal Achaz Ben Pasul. Doesn't seem to think that if it's Nechal Achad Mishayni, doesn't think it's think it's a problem. And Rosh Brewer's world doesn't think it's a problem. One of the Aramina books, not sure if it was Rav Stern or Rav Adas, he said, yes, Rav Israel, Rav Israel, so the Minig is not like the Gainim, we're not Chishish with the Gainim. Even if Rukhiyak brings it down, but this is a nice one, not Chishish with the Gainim. And You don't have to worry about it. You wouldn't know is there of Israel. You wouldn't know is there mashu or milo of not that somebody has to you Muslim? Yeah. Could be there's a milo. But the Ikar Din is when achushish for the Shitas ha Goinim. So even though Nechelke we said it's only possible if it's Raiv or maybe it's Miyos Taivan a little bit. If it's kehemnik, that's brought down, that's going to be a pasul. So what's called kehemnik? Kehemnik is that the pasul shad is like the picture is like a V. It's going two different directions. and that's considered a hamnik, and therefore it's going to be possible. Now over here, this